January 3, 1922. The relations which exist between the divine will and the human will. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, daughter of my volition, come into my will that you may know the relations which exist between the divine will and the human will, which the creature shattered from the very terrestrial Eden. But the soul who knows no other life but the life of my will, rebuilds my will, binds it once again, giving back to it all the relations which the creature had broken, relations of creation, and of principle of existence. These were bonds of union between creator and creature, relations of likeness, sanctity, science, power. Everything I contain I placed in relation with man, relations in order of all created things, and to him I gave primacy over everything. Now, by withdrawing from my will, he broke all these relations, and placed himself in relation with sin, with passions, with his fiercest enemy. Therefore, the soul who lives in my will rises so high as to leave everyone behind. She places herself in order between me and her. She gives herself back to the origin, and places all broken relations in force. All created things form her cortege and recognize her as their legitimate daughter, feeling honored to be dominated by her. The purpose for which they were created, to be commanded and to obey her slightest wishes, is already accomplished. Therefore, all nature remains reverent around her, and exults in seeing that finally its God receives the glory of the purpose for which he had created it, that of serving man. And so, fire, light, water, cold, will let themselves be commanded, and will faithfully obey. And just as my love immediately prepared the remedy in order to save man, by descending from heaven and becoming man, so this soul who lives in my will, by giving herself back to the beginning, to her eternal origin from which she came, even before my humanity was formed, already kissed and adored my blood and my wounds, honored my steps and my works, and formed a worthy cortege to my humanity. O, soul who lives in my will, you alone are the purpose of the glory of creation, the decorum and the honor of my works, and the fulfillment of my redemption. In you I centralize everything. May all relations be given back to you. And if out of weakness you should lack something, for the decorum and the honor of my will I will make up for you in everything. Therefore, be attentive, and give this highest contentment to your Jesus.